One of the lesser known, compared to the hits at least, songs from the Byrds, but also one of the few that drummer Michael Clark had a co-writing credit on. Artificial Energy. Michael Clark, the drummer of the Byrds, and also a drummer for the Flying Burrito Brothers as well. Perhaps his best known drumming on 8 Miles High. Michael Clark, born on this day back in 1943, died of liver failure. He had an alcohol issue. Died in December of 1993. Michael Clark, drummer, who was not a drummer when he joined the Byrds. He was just a guy who had some drumsticks, quite literally. But he became a pretty good drummer. Michael Clark, born on this day back in 1943. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone line now by Eric Keelunen. He leads the All Business is Essential movement all across the state of Michigan. Eric, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
You know, if I were any better, you'd have to tie me up in a straitjacket.
Fabulous. Governor Whitmer yesterday testifying in front of a House subcommittee asking for money to help fill the budget deficit, and also talked a bit about some of the numbers on the nursing home deaths and what the federal data show versus what the state data show. What did you hear from her yesterday in the testimony?
Well, you know, I took the testimony, I downloaded it, and I just read it, and I just read her conclusions, and I was just fundamentally floored by her overall surprise. Essentially, in a nutshell, she was surprised by a winter, rain, and a flu season, as far as I'm concerned. And if you read her conclusions, I don't know if you took the time to read it, but if you look at it, you know, she got hit by a polar vortex weather event, which, you know, hey, Michigan has winter. It does come around every year. You know, you're looking at, she's calling it, you know, the pandemic of COVID, which when I compare it to the flu season, you know, the deaths globally of flu, 650,000, we're at 350,000 with COVID. I'm kind of like, we're surprised. And then we got a rain event where we told, you know, our attorney general told them to keep the water levels up to protect a mussel when the federal government came down and says, you know, make sure you condemn that dam. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying all three of these things happened on her first 18 months of her watch. She blew a $6.1 billion, according to her numbers. She's going to have a deficit. I'm looking at her scratching my head again and just saying, is she surprised?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we the announcement on Monday that the state is reopening in some ways. Restaurants can open back about 50% capacity, but you still can't get a haircut and you can't go to a salon. I thought I saw a note earlier this morning that Michigan is one of only two states in the country in which that is still the case. Barbers and hairstylists are still shuttered. And what did she say? She said maybe a couple of weeks yesterday, maybe a couple of weeks, and you can get a haircut again.
I tell you what, just go to your local speakeasy. Carl Mankey's still cutting hair. I'm so proud of that guy right now. They gave him another order, and he's up there cutting hair. Hasn't slowed down a lick. The Mackinac Center has picked up, and I believe it's Grit and Ardor, their case down in Ann Arbor, opening up the hair salon. And it looks like she's getting professional coiffs going, so I'm wondering where her services are coming from.
Yeah, it's hard to figure sometimes.
You just kind of look at everything, and, you know, I'm sitting up here at the very northern part of Michigan in our little town here. We sit down with our, we go to our local restaurant, sit down, our sheriff shows up. We got four or five people sitting at the table having coffee, just like it's, you know, just like it was 2 years ago and nobody knew any different. And so up here, we've largely pushed the envelope and have opened. In fact, if you look at the orders she came down with, the Michigan Safe Start Plan, and you look at her 1 through 6 schedules, well, Northern Michigan never really got past 6.
Mm-hmm.
We've been shut down for 3 months, and we never really had a pandemic up here. And so I'm sitting here saying, you know, there's the other half of Michigan. It's north of the Mackinac Bridge. You know, pay attention to us. And it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's time for, you know, I've been just encouraging everybody in the state of Michigan, and I really want to speak to anybody that's listening in lower Michigan right now. Just get up and go to work. If we can have riots in the streets and we've got, you know, thousands of people gathering and marching and walking around, we, you know, by all counts, we should have a massive corona outbreak in 2 weeks. If that doesn't occur, that pretty much tells you what you need to know, doesn't it?
Yep, and the way with which these things have been discussed and handled really points to a double standard, which of course is no surprise. But people who wish to work, support families, get a haircut, can't do it. And if you do it, you're going to kill grandma. But if you'd like to go out and protest elbow to elbow, shoulder to shoulder, with hundreds of people out of the streets, not only is it allowed, it is being encouraged by officials.
Yeah. Amazing. So I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, you know, the virus is here. It's real. It's a fact. It will run its course. These are just things that are known about viruses, right? But the things that we don't pay attention to is she's broken Michigan's economy. That's just a fact. And she's got all these grandiose plans and she doesn't have an economy to support any of them. And she's begging the federal government. I mean, essentially, we're begging other states to come bail Michigan out. It's an embarrassment.
Right. I mean, she can ask the federal government for money, but the federal government only gets money from one place, and that is residents of other states. Residents of our state, residents of other states, that's where the federal government ends up getting its money from. So she's asking again, yes, the feds, but in essence, other state residents of other states to bail us out here in Michigan.
It's a crying shame. You know, we've got the greatest manufacturing economy the world's ever known, and we've got everybody hide up in their holes, you know, right now. Hidden, and it's just insane. And so, I mean, I'm just, you know, the whole All Business is Essential campaign started, what, 5-6 weeks ago now, and I'm watching it, and we set up this petri dish of keeping everybody, you know, shoved in their homes. You can't do this, you can't do that. Hey, Americans aren't built that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just not, we're built for liberty. And I'm sitting here just watching from the UP, looking downstate and saying, I guess I got to take another trip down there and maybe run as a cheerleader, because it's you know, it's just disappointing for me to see just a great society in all reality doing what it's doing right now. It's just time to wake up. I heard, what was that, the local county commissioner that says they got to open up, the Democrat down in Macomb?
Yeah.
So we just got to get everybody moving.
Eric, up against the break here. Appreciate it. Eric Kielunen, the All Business is Essential movement here in Michigan. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Take care, Scott.
Back to wrap up this hour and this edition of the Gruber Show in just a moment.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.